Sentai Review, episode 162, our big budget 25th anniversary. So, it's another Saturday for us, another Wednesday for YouTube viewers, and...
I get to it when I get to it. They know the line.
Yep. And we are once again on a somewhat full crew this time around.
Oh, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovelsario.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Scott Action Jackson. And Contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, last time we got together to record, we talked about how our limited 25th anniversary was, and now we got a bigger budget.
Okay, the last thing was a bit of an experiment to kind of say, hey, we as critics, and that's kind of what we do here on this show, we critique the fuck out of your show. We shit all over it, but...
We shat all over the actual 25th, but...
They do have a hard job, and I wanted to put everybody in that seat and say, what if you had to do that crap? Well, today, you get to go back to being fans, because today, you don't have a budget.
Instead of having $20 that you gotta go buy food on, here's a $1,000 bill. Go nuts.
Bill. But
I can't budget with $1,000. The show would fail.
It would fail. It would
no, fail. I said for fail. Food.
Like
that's your food budget.
Well, that's
for
another
a day.
That's another reason people.
It's too much.
That's another reason people have to give credit. Like if you know the way filming works, and you really look at things like that, Star Trek. When Star Trek was created, when it went on the air, and you could say all you want to say about things looking cheap and things like that. Believe it or not, the original Star Trek was filmed on the same budget that the other shows of the time ate lunch on.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. The same budget that was budgeted to other shows so they could feed themselves through the week, that's what Star Trek was given just to fucking function. There, that's all your budget, and part of it will have to go to catering so that your people can eat. And they had to make
bologna
a show on
cheese
that.
Sandwiches.
So actually, a lot of the times what they would do, and this is not a joke, in order to keep their show running, they would come up with these ideas. Have you ever seen those panels in the background that's like, it's got like a circle and it's kind of lit, it's like yellow or red or whatever, and then there's another circle on top of it, then there's like a little thing, looks like a knob. What those actually were was that they had to be building a ship, see? And they had no money at all, see? But they did have this budget. And some of it had to go to food. So the people were told, and this is not a joke, if you go to a fast food restaurant, bring me your trash. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Some of the buttons and components throughout the ship, like that little panel you see in the back, what they would do was they would take the fast food lids from like a supersized cup, they would take a piece of cardboard, they would cut two holes in it, put those things on them, spray paint it like yellow or whatever, and put a light behind it, and they were like, there, that's a thing. And they put it in the background, and nobody ever questioned what that thing was. You just said, there's like a thing back there, like a readout, or like one of those red alert lights sitting in the back. You see that? That's neat. Well, that's all that crap was, because they had to build the ship. Some of the components inside of the engineering bay were like, a couple guys brought in their kids' soccer balls. They spray painted them like a silver color, and just put them there. And they were like, there, those are... engineering components. So you got to make your budget work. And
right.
Those are shows that are infamous for having things like jelly beans as buttons, and then Shatner would actually eat the buttons. They'd be like, where the fuck the buttons? Shatner kept eating them. He'd go over and talk to Uhura and be like, hey, what are you doing? You got that? That's nice. Then he'd take the buttons with him and eat the buttons. And then he'd be like, where the fuck are the switches? And Shatner, stop eating the ship, goddammit!
Isn't that the reason why they ended up having the one episode where they were stuck in a shuttlecraft? Because, hey, you have no budget. Here's
no.
a cardboard refrigerator
they,
box.
They
are.
Here. No, but Shatner's weight was legendary. It constantly went up and down because he was famous for snacking all the time. And every now and then you would notice that what they do is they'd notice Shatner was getting a little soggy around the midsection. So they put him in that green tunic thing that like pulled him in. Mm-hmm. And then if you're ever watching Star Trek and really pay attention, every time he wears that green tunic thing, in the next episode, they have him take his shirt off. Because he'll do sit-ups or whatever he needs to do and kind of get his weight back down. And then in the next episode, they're like, to guarantee the illusion that our captain is always in shape, he's judo throwing this morning or whatever. And so they'll have him start the day off, you know, he's coming out of the shower or something. And then he'll get a phone call, you know, he'll get the little thing and he'll be like, click. They're like, yeah? Okay, hold on, let me put this shirt on. And so then they have 2, 3, 4 episodes of the illusion that he's always in shape. You got to make your shows work. So I wanted to put you guys in that seat. But today, you have unlimited budget and unlimited options.
Unlimited power.
An open check.
A blank check.
Yep. Studio handed you a blank check.
I remember that movie.
And for some reason, every actor that's ever been a part of this project is just dying to work with you.
Yeah, because we said Saban isn't in charge of it no more. I got the money. I'm spearheading this.
Saban's not in charge? Guess who's coming back?
Yeah.
So what you thinking?
Go ahead. You started off and give us what you think.
Me started off?
Oh, yeah. Unlimited budget. I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, I kind of have the bad guy. Guess who's coming back from a long period? Master Vile.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because I would start it off with them asking probably the Ninja Steel team, whoever. It's like, who's Master Vile?
You know what? As a question in general, Master Vile, did we see him affected by the Z-Wave at
no.
all? He wasn't
we
even in the, was he in those episodes?
We saw him before the finale.
No, I remember that, but was he anywhere in those episodes?
Nope.
Cuz we saw the Machine Empires. They got affected by the Z-Wave.
Zed
we saw Rito, we saw Zed. Goldar and Rito and them, I guess they just fucking obliterated into dust like the Machine Empire for whatever reason.
But Master Vile, nope.
Yeah, but I don't think we even seen him.
But my idea is have Master Vile come back and kind of pull a superior thing here. He finds out that there's an all-powerful ranger and how else would you get back at the Power Rangers in general than to take over? So his consciousness goes into Tommy Oliver.
Okay, so you're talking about almost doing like what they did
with
the Superior Spider-Man thing where Vile somehow switches consciousness with Tommy and now he's got access to Master Morpher with 6 powers or whatever.
And also all the knowledge on the Rangers and stuff.
So he would know all the things that Tommy knows, and since everybody trusts Tommy, for whatever reason that is, which I do actually have to ask a question there, because we're just doing Power Ranger conversation today. Does it... Not am I the only one that's bothered by the fact that everybody knows who Tommy is, but somehow the world at large doesn't know that Tommy was a Power Ranger? Because your average person on the street doesn't know who Tommy is in terms of like, oh yeah, Tommy saved the world. But every Ranger team just knows who he is. Like those ninja dudes knew who he was.
Yeah, because they're Rangers.
But yeah, but like, they didn't get their powers from Zordon or were in collaboration with some other team that knew Tommy that I know of. Like, how does every team just know him? Is there just like a picture of him in every command center across the like, I don't know, that always bothered me because like they also know things like if Austin shows up, they're like, oh, he was the original Red Ranger. And I'm like, how do you know that? It's not like he fucking has a sign on his door, like fucking, you know, veteran, proud veteran or some shit like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, nah, I'm going to leave that one alone. Yeah. I mean, technically when he goes to the cons, but I mean, that's different.
Just confuses me that everybody knows who you are. Or maybe that's the thing with the morphing grid. Maybe because powers and like memories and things are somehow passed through the grid. I don't know. But they don't know about other old Rangers.
I mean, there's some that people probably do know of, but...
Well, because, like, Tommy and them, when they show up, they actually didn't really know about Rangers of the past. All they know is that Zordon says, oh, yeah, well, I fought Rita before, and they don't know what teams did that or whatever, so it's not passed through the morphine. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. I don't know why everybody knows who Tommy is.
Because it's Tommy. You're not supposed to analyze it. You're supposed to enjoy the fact that JDF came back.
I know. I just wish he had to introduce himself from time to time and be like, yeah, I was the Green Ranger or whatever. Like, he never has to explain. They just know who he is.
He walks up. What up, Tommy? What up, kid?
Yeah. Hi, guy.
But the weird thing
is... you are...
I actually had a lot of this wrote out to figure out. So, once we have Tommy under mind control, kinda, similar to how it went with Superior Spider-Man, he will be secretly recalled Master Dragon.
Okay.
So instead of Lord Drake Draken, you know, what he was in the...
Right.
In the comics. So in which case we would be tipping more into the comics, but not. So... But once he's got that, we have Master Vile, who's been keeping track of some Rangers, according to the story, and Tommy, who has knowledge of Rangers, and he's going to create some new Psycho Rangers. Because we know how much of a pain in the ass those guys were with the space team. So what I wrote down is he creates a gold and silver Psycho Rangers.
What, Shane? What's going on, man? What's with the shaky head? Huh?
What's something going through your mind about the Psycho Rangers? No? But,
no, he probably heard gold and he's back on his fucking Zeo-hating ways like a bitch.
But, since he also knows about dimensions and stuff... He's sending these two Psycho Rangers back into the Mighty Morphin era to change things.
Okay. So you're going to go screw up time?
Try to. But also, there's going to be a new American Ranger who's trying to go back and fix things back. Yeah. It's going to be weird. A whole new American Ranger... A time and dimension ranger.
Okay.
So he's going to go back and interact with the other teams, mostly in costume, since it'd be cheaper that way.
You would almost have to be fair. Well, if you have unlimited money, you could play the Disney game.
Yeah, but
just CGI the crap out of old actors.
But if we can actually get the actual Billy here, that'll help.
Well... Unlimited yep. money and unlimited access.
And
you can do whatever you want.
And Saban's not in charge.
Yep.
So the first thing that they would try to go back to was Rita Awakening. And have it happen earlier. And, of course, somehow it'd fuck up. So
I would go back to Rita and I'd throw her ass into the sun.
So once that
Zordon, do not put her there.
Yeah.
Zordon,
you gotta go back to when Zordon was just about to throw her to the moonosphere and be like, I'm gonna throw her to the ends of the galaxy. No, you're not. Look,
you see that over
I'm
there?
I'm from pretty far in the future, and
it doesn't work.
You didn't throw her very far at all, jackass.
Right.
Yeah. There is a thing in space that has a lot of heat, a lot of energy. See that thing right there? Throw her in that.
Right.
She ain't coming back.
Right, that's where she needs to go.
The second one that they would go back to try and tamper with is the power transfer.
Oh, you're talking about the sword?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
And the copying of the powers?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think one thing I'd have them do is, like, give Zed an actual battery for Serpentera.
Nowadays,
Instead,
we don't need that. We have chargers. We just plug his ass up.
But knowing
fucking
them,
Serpentera batteries.
Mm-hmm. But knowing the good guys, they find some way to get things back in order and copy the powers. So then we go to the Zeo crystals with the Kid Rangers.
You mean with our ancestors?
Yeah. Which they'd be throwing their ancestors off by telling them that their ancestors are some other people instead. But the actual dimensional time traveling ranger will be setting them on course. And then the joke one that I put in was Save Rocky.
Save Rocky. Catch him before he falls out of the ring.
Actually kidnap him and tie him up before he goes out there. But that'd be like, if we're doing a 2-hour special, that'd be during like an after credit scene or something.
What I do is when he's in that ring, you know, showing off and shit, and I know what side of the ring he's gonna fucking impossible kick off of, I put a mat there. So when he does it, he lands on the mat. He's like, "Ooh, that was dangerous. I really could have got hurt." I'm like, "Yeah, no shit, dipshit."
But the actual finale would be a showdown between Tommy and Master Vile with the help of the current time traveling ranger. So that's how I would try it. Along with the big budget of trying to get as many of the Rangers back as possible.
Well, you get anybody you want.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Well, having a lot of Rangers, especially ones that we grew up with, would be cool. I think it would get clustered. And you have to know how to work a lot of characters into a movie. So let's say I'm making a 2-hour movie, okay? I would want to... My idea is to use Drakkon from the comics, because he's awesome.
But I heard a lot of argument as to how that guy's name is said. I've heard people say it's Drakkon and Drakkon. I've heard Drakkon a lot, because they say it's supposed to be kind of like dragon.
Yeah. I'm gonna call it Bad Tommy.
Bad Tommy.
Really evil Tommy.
So, really evil Tommy. Because you know how broke he is in the comics. Well, I'm going to bring him into a movie. Okay? But I'm also going to bring back... I'm not going to bring back every Ranger that's ever been... that ever suited up, because that's too clustered.
Mm-hmm. I think the handy thing with mine is I mostly try to stay within Mighty Morphin, so...
Because that is what I grew up with. You know, the movie that came out last year, that is what it's based off of. Our Rangers. That is what I'm going to do. But I'm going to go as far as... because I'm going to use Mighty Morphin. And I'm going to use Zeo. Because you know, I can't have Rocky, Adam, and Tanya there. You know, even though their powers were copied, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have two Red Rangers of Mighty Morphin, two black, two yellow. No, I'm not going to do that.
Tommy can obviously switch from white, from green, white to red, because, you know, he can do it. And I'm going to have Jason jump from red to gold, because he can do that. He never lost his powers in this now. He, because, you know, you love him so much, you think he's so great, but he's not, because Tommy's better.
You so misunderstand.
Listen.
I don't see Austin as my favorite Ranger person. He does happen to be my favorite Ranger, the Gold, but Austin, I see the storylines that were laid down, and every time those two guys come into contact, everybody has a hard dick for Tommy, but Austin wins those fights. Austin is the one that comes out ahead in those confrontations almost every review we've ever had to do. And what was the episode that followed introducing the new leader of the Power Rangers? And they introduced Tommy, and in the very next episode, he gets shot by some time spell and he gets stuck in place and does nothing for an entire episode. And Austin saves the fucking day. Who is no longer the leader. And the whole time, I'd have given Tommy so much shit. I'd have been like, oh, you're the new leader. You're the guy they're gonna follow. They're gonna follow you right out here and stand here and do nothing, cause it's pretty good leading there, Tommy. That's good. That's good. I'm impressed. In fact, I'll just go ahead and get a lawn chair, cause this is definitely what we're doing here, and this is what my leader has decided, is we're just gonna sit right the fuck here. That's the next episode, right after they made him leader, they chumped his ass.
For those not in the know, Jeremy is playing ESO while Seth and Shane are watching.
I'm just staring at it just because I'm still trying to think of what the fuck I'm gonna do.
You had to take out the strongest Ranger, okay? Strategy, okay? Tommy's obviously way broken. Okay, it's not because he's a bad leader. You shut your mouth.
Man, that'd be a good question.
Who is
that'd
more
be,
broke?
That'd almost be a good episode, is to really debate, was Tommy legitimately ever a good leader?
Oh.
It'd be a hard episode.
I think he would at least be better than TJ.
Well, no, I'm just talking in the Mighty Morphin era. That's it. Just one show at a time. Where multiple leaders were brought in. And then I would do the same argument for TJ versus Tommy for that series. When there were multiple leaders that had switching hands, such as Mighty Morphin went from red, he led the team, Austin St. John, Jason. Then all of a sudden, here comes Tommy. Tommy becomes the leader. Were they under better leadership before? Or after? Who was the better leader of the Morphin? And then the second question would be, who was the better leader of the Turbo? Would they have been safer sticking with Tommy? And am I right when I tell people that TJ is a reckless leader? He's a cool leader, not a good one? Like, I'd be interested to have that one out, actually.
That is interesting. We would have to analyze every good thing he's done. Every bad thing he's done. Same thing with Jason.
Because both guys made stupid mistakes. I mean, that's Rangers. But both guys did lead their teams to different victories and things.
But Tommy didn't get his team cooked in a pizza.
This is true. And he wouldn't be proud of it and talk about it for the rest of his career
either.
Here's my thing.
When you analyze it, like, okay, Jason had experience being the leader. So when Tommy took over, you know, Tommy did not have the experience being a leader.
Jason didn't when they started.
No, and he made mistakes, but he got better at it. Same thing. You can say the same thing with TJ. By the time Turbo comes around, Tommy's led two teams.
That'd be a hard episode, because we'd really have to know what were the accomplishments.
TJ takes over halfway through the series.
Kind of three teams. Because he has Mighty Morphin as a White Ranger. Uh-huh. He has Turbo's... Turbo's red, and then Zio.
Okay, yeah. My bad. So he's led three teams.
Yes.
Well, but two of the teams, remember, the Zio and the Turbo.
And then could you claim that he was maybe the leader of the Forever Red? I mean, that was a team. It was only one mission, but would you count him as the guy that led that operation?
I think he wasn't the main leader. He might have been like a co-leader. So
now the guy that seemed to be putting them together
was Andros.
No. No, the guy that was putting them together was the dude from Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah, because
he was the one driving around recruiting people.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, and I can't remember his name right now.
Don't look at me. I don't either.
I've watched it, but I'm rewatching things so that we can do the reviews.
I can't believe it.
I can't remember.
I don't remember his name.
But him, that guy right there, he seemed to be putting them together.
I think that he was on. I think he was recruiting because Tommy asked him to.
Okay, so you're thinking that Tommy was leading the Forever Red team?
Well, when
would you get if they had become a team?
It was probably either Tommy or Andros, since Andros was taking them into space.
When it became known that the remnants of the fucking Machine Empire were still around, trying to, you know, bring back Serpentera. That, since Tommy dealt, and Jason did, yes, granted, but Tommy dealt with the Machine Empire longer.
Oh, easily.
So, I'm assuming.
And Jason showed up at the half point.
So, Tommy.
Maybe even a little further than the half point
Tommy
of the Machine Empire.
Tommy dealt with the Machine Empire longer. His so, he knew what was going on. What?
Carter.
Yeah,
God,
that's his name. Yep.
Damn it. Yeah, Carter is the one that was that recruited Cole, the guy you don't fuck with, because he'll kill you.
I thought that was the Wild Force.
That he recruited the Wild Force Red Ranger, and
he recruited that guy.
Because if you remember, he walks up to him, he's like, Cole, Red Ranger, Wild Force, and the guy's like, how does this motherfucker know I'm a Power Ranger?
Because I don't want to get cut by you.
Because I've seen your show. I love your show. It's a great show.
It's a great show.
It is
best show ever.
It is. It is literally. Wild Force is the best. But my thing is, I would bring Dracon, or however you... Batman Tommy. And now, because you know that he has... If you've seen read the comics, or you've seen what he looks like in the comics, he's got... He's wearing the suit, and it looks like it's white and green. So it's like two Rangers in one. Well, I would bring back the Dragon Zord. But not just the Dragon Zord. It would have components of the Tiger Zord with it. You know what I mean?
Would it have the Falcon on the back?
No. No.
But why not, Shane?
No.
You don't want it to fly?
If it wants to, sure, whatever, it can fly. Give it some fucking stupid bird wings.
You know,
I would have the rain.
What do they call that? Could they literally make? Is that a chimera?
Well, a chimera is a bunch of.
Couldn't you build that if you were to take the three Zords that he has, pull them apart, and reconfigure them? Isn't that, like, supposed to be, like, a lion, a dragon, and, like, a bird thing or something?
Well, a chimera,
generally
it's a snake.
Yeah, the tail is
then that's not what I'm talking about. What is the... Oh, wait.
Yeah.
All I remember is there's a... I fought them in Shining Force. They have, like, those lion bodies, but then they have, like, the three heads.
Yeah, the body is supposed to be
a
that
griffin?
Of a lion with a,
no,
the head of a lion.
It's not a griffin.
The head of a goat, and then a... I want to say it is supposed to be a snake. And then the... Because there's two different ways to do chimeras. There's that one, and then there's also the wings of an eagle with the head of a lion, which starts getting more sphinx-like, but then you could also do it with the tail of a snake.
But
so, like,
we
the
don't...
Like the tail is literally a snake.
So, no.
Type of thing. So, it depends on how you go with the configurator and... Where
which
you
means
you
no.
Those from.
So, some weird
so
combination.
It's going to be some weird hybrid of three Zords that he had. Well, now he has a broke-ass Zord, right? So, now he's coming back. We're going to use dimensions, okay? Okay, we're going to use alternate dimensions. You know, interdimensional. That's what he is.
I am interdimensional.
He stole Zordon's ability to be interdimensional. Okay.
Did that also make him a douchebag, pervy liar?
Douchebag?
Well, if he's a bad guy,
you
yeah.
You read the comics, so you know how douchey he is. perverted?
He kills himself, so yeah.
I don't... Why not? We'll make him perverted.
Okay.
But he comes to take over all dimensions. Just like... I am just going to steal a little bit from that 25th anniversary episode. Just a little bit. But instead, he comes back to take... And then Tommy and his team try to fight him and realize that they can't fight bad guy Tommy. Because good guy Tommy is not as strong as bad guy Tommy.
It's true.
But anyway. So he has to bring other Rangers. So he goes to the Zeo team. Because everybody's got their powers. Nobody loses their powers. Everyone keeps powers. Okay? Because as far as we know in Sentai, nobody ever lost their powers. I've never seen a lot of Sentai. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Except for those who actually died in the Sentai.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm going to do is he's going to get Jason, fights him as the Red, can't handle it, so he switches to Gold, gets his ass whooped because he's nowhere near as strong as bad guy Tommy. He never was, to be fair. Gold was just not strong enough.
No. What?
Shut up. This is my story.
Yeah.
And in my story, it's all about Tommy.
Definitely your story.
So what we're going to do is he gets into his hybrid fucking Zord and starts wreaking havoc, right? So the other Rangers get into their Zords. They combined it. We got Megazord fighting.
And then a pyramid falls on him. Story done.
Okay. Jason's like, we need the power of Pyramidus. He drops the pyramid. Fucking bad guy Tommy flips it over like a fucking toy train.
And then it spins like a dreidel and runs right over his ass.
This is my story, not yours! My story, pyramid sucks!
Dreidel.
So, after a humiliating defeat, the Rangers retreat.
Oh my god.
And they need help. Now, the enemy
from this craziness I'm hearing, you need help, but keep going.
You shut your mouth. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. When one guy comes and threatens everything, we put differences aside to take him out. He goes to Lord Zed. The team goes to Lord Zed and says, we need your help.
Does he still wear his ascot? His little fancy sweater?
No.
The
Z-Wave never happened.
What do you mean it never happened?
It never happened. Just never happened, okay? That was dumb. I don't like that.
Oh, so it's dumb. Because it's dumb, you just get to ignore that it ever happened?
Ascot wearing Zed is dumb. Okay? So Zed is still his fucking terrifying looking self. We need your help because we know how powerful Zed is. We really do. I mean, we got glimpses of it when he beat Tommy's ass in hand-to-hand combat. Well, this time, he's like, we need the power that you possess. Now, what... we all know that Serpentera is pretty strong. It's supposed to be able to, what, annihilate planets?
For 5 minutes.
Okay. This is the future now. They charged it, okay? The battery lasts like 10 minutes now.
Oh, okay. So it's been on the charger for a minute.
Yes, it's been on the charger.
Okay.
So then we get
Serpentera. You mean a decade.
We get Serpentera to join the fight. Now Dracon's looking like, okay, this thing's massive. We all remember how big Serpentera was when he stood up. Much larger than any other fucking Zord.
Yep, he stood on Tor.
Poor Tor.
No, he put 1 foot on Tor, that's all.
Yep, that's what I mean, he stood on
Tor. And he wasn't small.
No, he was big enough to carry the entire Thunder Megazord, wasn't he?
So Serpentera
didn't the Thunder Megazord sit inside of Tor? Fully combined as the Thunder Megazord? I thought he went into Tor and Tor shut around him.
I think this is when they shrunk him down and put him in Tor.
No, I don't think they ever shrunk those Zords. I think Tor is supposed to be like a carrier. I think he's supposed to be that big. I think the Thunder Megazord goes inside Tor and it closes around him.
I think so.
Because I think he was huge.
He was a big turtle. Real big turtle. But yet Serpentera stepped on him like it was nothing. Like he was an ant.
Right.
So that just tells you how large Serpentera is. So now we have another Megazord fight because
I got a budget. I don't have a budget. I don't have no budget. We're going to make this look awesome. All right. We got...
Yeah, so far, we've done a bang-up job. I mean, so far, we spun the pyramid like a dreidel and destroyed a couple of Zords. And
listen, I'm not a storyteller.
No,
I've never had that ability.
Giving you shit.
This is what I would like to see.
I just love how you destroyed what I liked in the first 20 minutes of your movie.
I like the Gold Ranger. Don't get me wrong. I'm just giving you shit. I actually did like the Gold Ranger. I thought he was really cool. A Pyramid Zord, it was different. I had no problem. I just didn't like it in toy form, and you know why. But
because they never got it right.
No.
Dude, I'm not oblivious to the fact that, look, you've seen, I buy the Zords and whatnot when I have the chance, when I think they're cool or whatever, and I put them in the room, but, like, I've yet to see a Paramitus that I should buy.
And I don't think a Legacy one would help.
They look really rough. They're very fat, and they're supposed to be unwieldy. It is a carrier tank.
It's supposed to be big and that's not.
But they could at least coat it in gold, make it look cool. Like they're always like that nasty plastic yellow color,
and that's why
it
looks
very
awful.
Little to any definition on that toy.
And then when you switch it to battle form, it looks worse.
Dude, it does. It's I'm not oblivious to the fact that the toy does no justice whatsoever.
So. That's the only reason why I give you shit, is because it looks awful in toy form. In the show, it looked cool. It was a big pyramid. That was awesome. But I was just giving you shit. I'm not going to destroy the pyramid. That's a very important thing. But Serpentera joins the fight, because, you know, Zed's like, well, I want to destroy the world. I'm like, well, we want you to destroy the world, so let's take him out, and then we can go back to being enemies. So, now we have a gigantic fucking Zord on the battlefield. It just think Drakon Zord doesn't even go up to its fucking kneecap. Or maybe it does. Don't matter. What are you going to do? Huh? You got to trip it. That's all you can do is trip it. Because you can't fight it. It's too huge.
So now we have Chucky versus a full-grown Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is that what we're looking at here?
Yes, but Drakon is broken. So... And Zed knows that his Serpentera runs on limited power.
Yes. Limited. Thank you for the understatement.
So, we've got to go quick.
Serpentera batteries. Doo, doo, doo. Don't last at all.
Should have used Energizer. But, so, you know, we got our awesome CGI-looking fight. The city's getting wrecked. That people are dying because you can't. This is not a fucking. This isn't a rated G show. Okay, shit. People die when giant robots fight in a city. Okay, watch any giant robot movie, and tell me there ain't not one goddamn casualty.
Did people die in the Pacific Rim when the robots fought in the city?
No, because they have.
You think? Everyone's actually out of there.
I think there was a stupid ass, like, they evacuated everybody or some dumb fucking improbable storyline.
They put them in that big, like, stadium-looking thing?
That's what I mean. I remember it being very improbable, like, yeah, you fucking just, you took the city.
You took the entire fucking population of Hong Kong and put it in that fucking building. I have to rewatch it to see if there was any people.
Because I don't think there are any casualties in that big, giant robot fighting movie in terms of, like, civilians and buildings.
But the flashbacks of when the kaiju first showed up and the Jaegers were being made, you saw the cities wrecked. Promise you there were dead people.
Oh, well,
promise you.
Yes.
So, now,
Actually, it was Labor Day. Nobody was in those buildings.
Listen, guys, I know there's a giant monster and giant robots. I got a barbecue to get to, so I'm leaving town.
Oh, shit.
So I believe that, you know how this is going to end. they push back Drakkon. They destroy his awesome-looking thing that I would like to see, his Zord. So now we have... But he's not defeated because he's strong. So now we're going to have a fight on the ground with Zed there fighting alongside the Rangers. And Drakkon underestimates the power of Zed. And they have, like in the comic book, you know, spoilers for anybody. Rita gave him a fight. So Zed's stronger than Rita, so Zed's going to give him a fight. So they all fight, push him back, send him back to where he goes. And then everyone lives happily ever after. Since I'm not a masterful storyteller, I apologize. That is what I want to see. And since I have the budget, I can do it.
So, instead of going the movie route, because the thing was unlimited budget and
yes.
not unlimited time, I'm still going to try to fit the half-hour mark.
Holy fuck. Okay.
You're going to throw a lot of shit in there, aren't you?
Oh, no. Here's how we do this. First 5 minutes of the episode. No, not even first 5 minutes of the episode. First 2 minutes of the episode. Rangers beat the guy. Okay. Bye, boss man. And then the fucking villains are like, ah, shit. Well, what do we do? So they sit around and they pout. Because that's what the villains always do. They sit around and they pout. Or they punch the air 3 times and rah, rah, rah. So they sit around and they pout, right? So the Rangers now have a quote-unquote day off. Well, what are we going to do? Fuck ever. Fuck them people. We're done with those people. They walk away. They go do whatever they're going to do. They're going to go play pool or air hockey.
Like skydive?
Yeah, like skydive.
With surfboard?
With the surfboard. And we're going to give them fucking Acme Looney Tunes fucking backpacks where they pull it and camping gear comes out instead of a parachute. Have fun.
Oh, my God.
Because we're done with those people. That shit's done. We're going to sit in the command center. Where a voice is going to come over, and now we're going to get into Secret Wars territory. There's been a battle going on that the Rangers haven't been introduced to yet. So we're going to go to a different command center, where a bunch of the other leaders are all hanging out together, including 6 different versions of Alpha. So lots of a headache,
And we got a jersey in there.
Yo, yeah. And we're going to have a bunch of the villains teaming up to try to go up against a bunch of the leaders.
Oh, you're making...
Including some of the other teams we've never seen before.
Oh, we're going Sentai.
Yeah, we're going to throw some Sentai Rangers in there, too.
Mm.
So we're going to have some Sentai teams... Teaming up with some of the American teams.
Bringing the OG.
So that way then they can...
Red Ranger.
Yeah, so they can go and whip some ass.
So would you keep the Ranger name or would you just call them Sentai? Or would you be like
Rangers? I would try to find a way to keep the Sentai name.
Okay.
Like literally try to translate it out if possible. But like I said, when it comes down to it, just... Like, and even some of the newer guys that, like, haven't quite been introduced yet, because then that could lead into some of the other shit. Like, the fact that
they're... Oh, look, some train guys.
Yeah, the fact that they're going to, like, what is it, Go Busters for the new shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can introduce some of them a little early. Get them started. So, when it comes down to it, we can have, like... What is it? We can have, like, Remnants of the Machine Empire hanging out with... Some of the remnants from the guys who were, like, trying to take over fucking Aquitar and all that shit. Like, not the Zed Rangers, but, like, the original reason why the Aquitar guys showed up and became a team, you know what I mean? Like to help us. Like, kind of show those dudes off. You know, other shit like that. So, when it comes down to it, like, get a whole group of the team, like get a bunch of the teams together and... Go through what that would be like. Like, have a couple of, like, the JAKQs and some of the Tokugers hanging out with, like, the Ninja Force guys, like our Alien Rangers on Aquitar with a Billy. who can actually, I don't know, be in the damn episode now.
Yeah.
Because Saban ain't there. I got the money. I'm bankrolling it, not Saban. And like I said, it's not so much like getting as many people in, just trying to get as many different teams as possible in. So that way then once we have all the different teams, we could be like, oh, by the way, here's some extra shit that's going on behind the scenes. So while you're seeing the main Rangers, here's some shit going on behind the scenes to show why these guys are only dealing with these people. That's the reason why they can't just be like, oh, man, these guys are tough. Anybody got the number to Tommy? Can Tommy fucking call, like, 16 other teams together? Can we get, like, the Jungle Force guys to show up with the Mighty Morphin guys and, I don't know, maybe kill this, quote, great evil? Oh, no, because they're actually busy protecting the world.
Everybody trusts Tommy.
Because truth be told, if there was a problem on Earth, Hal Jordan could literally go, Green Lantern Corps, assemble! Destroy this motherfucker! But the Green Lanterns are busy saving the entire universe. He can't just be like, everybody get here now!
Only if Jon Stewart allows it. So he's the leader of the Corps.
So but wait, you know what I mean.
Yes.
He could quite literally, they go, somebody call Tommy Oliver. We need every fucking Ranger ever. Done with this shit. Oh no, Lord Zedd showed up. Call Tommy. Everybody will be here.
Tommy, we need
somebody bring like 8 pizzas. Everybody gets one slice.
They're cooked with turbo power.
I think the Turbo Rangers would be traumatized because they were baked into a pizza. Thus not able to eat the pizza because of the...
Don't worry. They're not showing up.
You think when
TJ...
don't
need their help.
You think when TJ retires, does he open a pizza parlor? Maybe quick delivery, turbo pizza.
Do you think Justin, the kid, growing up, was afraid of pizzas? Like every time like somebody ordered pizza, he just had fucking flashbacks of being baked into one?
Hey man, I'm thinking of calling Pizza Hut. No.
And then like all of a sudden like,
pizza?
Everybody's talking about what kind of pizza they want.
How do you think he feels about garbage cans?
Right. I'm calling Pizza Hut. I just want some pasta and some breadsticks.
But the second you said pizza, fucking everybody's talking and Justin's just standing there. Justin, what do you want? I'm sorry.
PTSD
Sorry, I had a flashback. But yeah, that sounds interesting.
I'm going to go get pizza. Can somebody stop and give me Taco Bell on the way?
I was never baked into a taco, so yeah. I'm good.
So yours would be an actual war.
Yeah, mine would be like an actual war, like going legendary war, but like literally shit in the shadows that shows the reason why the other teams can't just show the fuck up and destroy this, quote, villain that, you know, the team that's going on right now is having
Speaking
such a hard
that,
time beating.
You said shit in the shadow, and then that made me realize something. I don't know. But since they're in the universe, would you bring the Turtles?
Technically speaking, yes. Turtles could show up in universe. That could explain the reason as to why Venus fucking disappeared. Technically, we can bring back Turtle Titties and she can hang out with some of the, you know, other Ranger teams.
Now, you're only one. If you're, you know, bringing the Turtles into this would be interesting because, you know, we can let Raph, you know, be the number one turtle. It saves the day.
It depends on where we're at.
I like that. Well, like that. Well, let's give Raph the spotlight.
Because, I mean, truth be told, if we have this take place in between the third and the fourth movie, technically Leo could still be gone on his soul searching. So, I mean, technically you're right. Raph could be leader.
He's crying. Let's be real. Leo's a crybaby.
What mic is he?
3.
You unplug my mic?
About to get Nancy Graced in this motherfucker! Bam! Yes, I did. I straight up Nancy Graced your ass.
Hold on, Shane, talk. No, flip it back down. I want to see if that actually works. Because I realized why Nick's shit was fucked up for the last two episodes. We forgot to hit the little button. Shane, talk.
I'm talking. Oh, no. I've got very, very...
He has very minuscule spikes. So you would literally either have to unplug the motherfucker or turn the gains all the way down to zero.
I get why you did that. You're just having a bad day. Shit on your pyramid. Shit on your crappy turtle.
Oh my god.
Technically, the turtles shit on themselves by making that show.
Oh, that new show?
No, the next mutation.
Oh, man, the next mutation is fucking art compared to that new show.
Oh, you mean The Rise.
Fall
of the Ninja Turtles.
That new show is...
Is it comparative to the Teen Titans Go?
It's more
only
serious.
Titans Go got a little bit better as time
went
on.
It's more serious than Go, because Go is very blatantly designed to just be a fun joke that you're never, ever, ever, ever supposed to take seriously.
Right.
But this is not. Like, very obviously they're trying to set standards of this is a new turtle show, but it's in that new wave of, like, cartoon comedy, the way that it's presented.
Oh, so it's regular show meets fucking turtles, which, yeah, anybody who's seen regular show, I get it. I understand the culture behind it, but the jokes are still weak as fuck.
So that brings us to a bill.
Okay, Shane.
Oh, wait, I don't need to do a fucking tabulation. Shane, hand me my cigarettes. I'm going to go finish up my smoke break because it's my union mandated smoke break. Fireworks. Wait.
All right, Shane, this is how this works.
Damn it.
I have unlimited budget and unlimited resources.
Unlimited power!
I'm going to do an entire series.
Technically, mine could have lasted a whole season, too. So.
25th year celebration series, and this is how it works. The very start... Introduce these rangers that we already have, those ninjas. Okay. They've already fought the worst person ever, because everybody's the most evil person ever. And now we're in their second phase. As soon as their series starts, their new one, I'm going to introduce an element that never got off the ground, ever. And then I'm going to explain why. Because it did get off the ground. But nobody was paying attention, Shane. See, I'm going to have them show up. They're going to fight this monster, standard fare. In the middle of that fight, something is going to rip across the field and kill that monster. And then... there's going to be five rangers staring down five rangers. And, just like every other six ranger that's ever shown up, they're like, oh my god, these guys are awesome! Good thing they're on our side. Then those new five rangers are going to turn on them and take the ninjas out. Now, who are these five rangers? Well, we'll explain that in a second. As soon as the ninjas go down... which, oh no, that's a big, big thing, because, you know, now we're in trouble. All of a sudden, we're going to see... that's right, Shane. We're going to see some gold orbs shoot into the field, right? I'm going to hit those guys, they're going to fall down, then something invisible is going to run in and start kicking across a couple guys, and that guy's going to pan off, and something's going to jump off the gold guy's shoulders and use arrows, and it's going to fly across the ground, and then those rangers are going to retreat. Now I've got you three heavy hitters right off the bat, because this Phantom Ranger is going to decloak in front of the ninjas, he's going to take his helmet off, he's going to be Billy, and he's going to say, we need to talk right now. Now, we have Jason, Kimberly, Billy. Why are they here? Why are they together? They've been together, doing something, in secret, for about 5 years now. They're fighting something in the background. Have you ever noticed that there's always the most dangerous guy ever, Shane? And you ever noticed that these most dangerous guys ever seem to show up? Even after the Z-Wave, and where the hell did they come from?
Oh, so it wasn't just me who thought about that. Okay.
Well, yeah, because if the Z-Wave technically spread out across the galaxies...
It should have wiped out every
bad. There should be no more bad people.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yes.
But there's always a next bad person.
The most evil, extreme guy
yin
ever.
And yang.
And then you're like, where'd you come from? Like, Z-Wave just missed...
Just missed me.
Like,
I was right there.
Out of reach.
I was in the tub, and I sneezed, and I fell down.
And it, like, and it went
and
right
it went
over
the tub.
Yeah, it went over the tub. I was safe under the water.
No, I was in the fridge.
So
yeah.
So I was like, yeah, so I'm still a bad guy. To do some bad guy shit.
So here's what happened. What attacked these Ninja Rangers were the Dark Rangers. Creation of Lord Zedd that was scooped under the table and never utilized.
Oh, you're talking about in the dark dimension?
Yes, in the cave.
In the cave, got it.
Outside the cave.
Outside the cave. We never even went in the cave.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Dark Rangers were failed, but in secret, they were created later. You ever notice those kids? They just disappeared.
Yeah, they just disappeared.
Well, where'd they go?
In the basement.
In the basement.
That's been our current joke. That's been our current joke. But what if those kids never had a chance? What if they went home and were re-abducted that night? And what if for years they've been up on the moon under this type of device? Because we've seen this device before. There's a weird game show-esque stupid-looking device that can turn Rangers pure evil. And there's no coming back from it. Because they put Kat in the machine. And if it wasn't for Tommy saving her, she would have been completely evil forever and there was no way you could rework it. And all the evil crap that's ever happened has been accumulating in these machines and feeding into these people on the moon for years. They were set free when the Z-Wave hit. Why did they not attack Earth? Truth of it is that they did. But this other Ranger team that's been in the background for years has been dealing with it. This is the first time that they've ever come to the forefront. Where are all these bad guys coming from, Shane? Allow me to deus ex machina this bullshit.
Please.
At the very edge of the universe, knowing that the Z-Wave was approaching, a device was created to catch and harness that power. This is a traveling planet.
Like Mogo?
In a way,
okay.
But more machine-like, like War World.
Or Apocalypse?
Sure, but Apocalypse is still not a machine, it's a planet. War World is an actual big robotic-esque
the thing that Hal Jordan
planet.
Grew up?
Yes.
Okay.
That thing actually harnessed the Z-Wave, brought it into its core, recreated Zordon, reinitialized whatever he is.
Recreated.
Yes. As in, took that energy, rebirthed him, and then manipulated him to be something else. Those Rangers went to him, and those Rangers have had a very specific job. The Dark Rangers' job for years has been to recruit for a tournament of sorts that happens on this planetary world.
Mortal Kombat.
In a way, it's exactly what it is.
Okay.
All these different guys that claim to be the baddest fucking thing ever are drawn to this world. And when you win, you're given the opportunity to receive a massive power boost. Harnessing part of the Z-Wave in a reverse energy source, whatever, deus ex machina bullshit, now it's bad. We can make you the baddest dude ever, Shane. Okay. And then we can turn you loose on the universe to do whatever it is you want to do.
Okay.
And why is it that every year there's the baddest dude ever and the other baddest dude ever doesn't show up until that dude is done? Well, because every year one of these tournaments are held.
And the winner of the tournament becomes the next
the baddest,
baddest
dude ever.
And then while that person's doing their shit and they eventually get defeated, they're like, son of a bitch, we need another baddest dude ever.
This is where all the baddest dudes ever keep coming from, Shane.
Okay.
And for
baddest
the first
dude
time,
ever tournament.
For the first time ever, the Rangers, a secret team, has been deployed by Billy, who figured out what was going on, and their idea is to attack the tournament.
Cut the head off the snake.
They're going to join it. And if they win,
they become the baddest dude ever.
Yes. And if they re-harness the power of the Z-Wave correctly, they could bring Zordon back, destroy that world completely, in the tournament, and no more baddest dude ever.
Okay, okay, okay. I like where you're
At
going.
At this point, the rest of the series is very simple, very forward.
So basically what you're trying to do is eradicate all of evil.
Yes, but here's the thing. For the first time ever, now that this sentient world knows, because it's not allowed to break its own rules, anybody from around the galaxy is allowed to join the tournament. The thing about this is that when you join the tournament, it is a battle. Sometimes people will die, sometimes they won't, sometimes you might just get defeated, sometimes you might end up dead, but the rules are very specific. The last team standing gets a portion of this power and can do whatever they want to do with it. That's why Billy decided he was going to form a team. As of right now, he has a Pink Ranger with Kimberly.
Okay.
Her powers have been augmented through Bill's new technology. The same way that he augmented his power set in order to make himself the Phantom Ranger. Okay. And he has Jason. Those are the three so far.
Okay.
Then, Billy hears about this new technology, something that's being utilized on the planet. It's this Master Morpher thing, and he's interested in that. He wants to know, first off, who made it. So he goes to Tommy. Now he's got Tommy. Why? Because 25th year anniversary, and because I have no reason. I can't avoid him. I have to have him on my team. That's the way it is.
If you want to win, you want him on your team.
See, there you go. Right there. See, so that's exactly why I have to do it, because the fan population...
My show was winning without having to call a Tommy, because I called a fucking Burai.
But Burai is dead.
But you know what I mean.
Now the planet, sensing that it's in trouble, that a new Ranger team is coming, and that for the first time ever, good guys might actually have a chance of winning, it puts out a message to the entire universe saying, last tournament. Whoever wins this time gets the whole damn wave, everything that's left from it. This draws out every single bad guy and good guy around basically creation to join this tournament. And at this point, I'm allowed to do 70 episodes.
70?
70. And every single episode is a battle to the end. Not necessarily the death all the time, but to the end of all the baddest dudes ever. This means that Zed will be entering. It will be Zed, Rita, Rito, and Goldar. They will be a team. All the Mighty Morphin Rangers will show up. All the Zeo will show up, and so on and so forth.
With their respectable bad guys?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It'll all be mismatched. I could do this any way I do from this point on. This would be...
You might even be able to throw in some Beetleborgs.
There's no reason I can't. And for the first time ever...
Because, in fact, they did a show like this over in Japan.
Yep. For the first time ever, there would be Kamen Rider.
Yep.
Because why not? Why can't that dude want to be the baddest dude ever and save the universe by harnessing this power? But anybody that shows up is going to have to contend with any other team that shows up, and then it becomes a countdown deathmatch type of event where even Rangers are going to fight Rangers. There's going to be everything from a Wild Force versus Lost Galaxy, who comes out on top. Those two Ranger teams fight to the end. No one member is left. and then that member gets the rest of his team back and he gets to go forward. Or, I also thought about playing with a special rule set that when you fight, if you win, you get to pick one of the people on the other team. You can either move forward with nothing and bring back one of your own people that got depowered or whatever, or you can say you're two Ranger teams, a Mighty Morphin team that fought a Zeo team. Zeo, you do manage to take down two of their members. They wreck the Mighty Morphin. Now at the end, they just decide, you know, are we really doing that bad without Rocky? So they decide they're not bringing back the two members they lost. They're going to take one of the members that they just fought and add it to their team and move forward to the next round. So they say, we're kind of feeling this young Jason here, this Red Ranger, he's on our team now. And now we go on to the next round. So Ranger teams will be flip-flopping depending on how they lose and how they win. And also some craziness when, say, you do fight Rita team. And when you beat young Rita team, so this is before she gets Zed, because this will also cross time and dimensions and space and yada yada. When her team gets beaten, you decide you want that stupid golden monkey on your team. Then I would purposely capitalize on this series by releasing a game that plays by the same rules. It would be an online game. It would be a fighting game close and kin to something like what the DOA system uses. And when you win or lose, you play in teams of five. If you lose, they get to take one of your people. If you win, you get to choose one of their people. And then it becomes almost like a card game building a deck. You could start to slowly build your dream team by winning against other teams that you've went against. So I would couple my stuff with a game, and I would allow a series like that where I can use anybody I want at any time for as long as I want for whenever I want from any one of the Sentai-esque series.
Okay.
That would be my simple procedure for bringing in everything that has existed in the last 25 years or before. Because I would also allow myself to pull from different ideas such as our Mighty Morphin versus their Jurenja.
Okay.
Was our series stronger? Was their series stronger? You'll know after this fight.
Okay. I like that. That would be. I would watch that. I'd watch the shit out of that.
I'd do that.
I think all of us can come up with some great ideas, even with an open budget. So,
right. Well, because with that little thing right there, now you can have any fight you want to have for the entire series. 70 episodes, that's 70 sweet matches.
Yep.
Well, technically, I need my first episode to set the tournament, so...
Yeah.
So that's 69 good matches.
Well, no, because you could end the first episode with a sweet fight. I mean, if you do like one of those like hour-long premiere things.
So who are you looking to see fight, Shane?
Well,
any match ever. You could even take... You could actually have Zed fight those stupid robots, finally.
Oh, you mean from the Machine Empire?
Yeah.
Yes, I would love to see that, because I want Zed to destroy them.
Oh, yeah? Then he gets a compensation prize. He gets to take one of them.
Well, you would have to take the strongest one, which was King Mondo.
You don't want Louis Caboo?
Wow.
King Mondo.
Even I'd rather take the prince that took over for a while than Louis Kaboom.
Oh, that fucking kid.
No, not the little kid. The other prince that took over for a while.
Somebody's going to have to fight Team Divatox. It would be Divatox, her stupid ass cousin fucking dude.
Oh, that guy's easy to take care of.
Weird guy in a fish tank thing. But then you'd also have to contend with her brother and his awesome Zord.
Mm. True, but whatever team fights her is probably going to lose because she's the only one that's beat the Rangers.
After a while.
It took time, but she figured it out. Destroy that. They keep going there.
That must be home.
That must be home. It blows my mind that everybody, like, when we analyzed that series and really broke her down, look, I'm not saying she's the most, I don't even know how to explain it. She's not the most charismatic villain we've ever seen on screen. She's simply not. She's difficult to deal with. Her personality is just awful. But really breaking down the way she learned and advanced throughout the course of her series, she won because she was willing to learn from her defeat. No villain has done it yet. After, like, so we're not very far into the serious analyzing of the series, but as it goes right now, every time Zed lost, he just complained and whined and bitched and rolled on the ground and kicked his feet and cried, and Rita grabbed him by the Z.
But, yeah. So there's a lot of matchups I'd like to see. Not just, you know, the villains that I didn't like going up against the villains that I liked. Or, you know, I would like to see, like you said, you know.
Maybe like Rangers against some Kamen Riders.
Yeah. Or if you brought the Sentai in, Ranger, you know, their counterparts, like you said. Is their Jude Rangers better than our Mighty Morphin? Having Geki fight Jason, Burei fight Tommy.
Or Mighty Morphin would have access to the White Ranger.
Or maybe have the original.
They don't have that.
No, you're right.
Maybe,
you're right.
Maybe have our first Power Rangers go up against the first Sentai.
Boy takes on Trini.
Or for that matter, like he said, if our Rangers fought the Go.
Mm-hmm. That would be sweet.
Because that's their first versus our first.
Yeah, true. I mean, that's the oh, you know, you're bringing in the OG leader.
There's no reason not to. You have access to everything with that little bitty stupid throwaway storyline.
Yeah.
Look, if we bring in the Sentai, I want to know who the fuck has to deal with Lucky and the Cure Ninja. Because that man literally is the luckiest motherfucker on the face of the planet.
But even though he's the luckiest motherfucker, he won't be the badass motherfucker.
Yes, he will. If he has his ultimate Q-tama, he literally has the ability to warp all over the fucking...
Dude, that
literally,
white
he can
suit
warp
thing?
All over the field. He can pull out every single weapon and use it at once just by standing there and, like, lifting his arm. Like, he's kind of psychotic at the end of the day. But because of his good luck... He's. Let me put it to you this way. His power is the exact same as Scarlet Witch in those stupid movies.
Hexes.
The power of the plot.
The same power.
It's written in the script.
Doom Guy power, too.
So because. Yes,
so he
it's
has
Doom Guy power.
Doom Guy.
Because it's in the script.
Ass.
The
Done.
Second you said Scarlet Witch, Bill dropped his fucking mic.
Oh, I know.
But Doom Guy would kick her ass.
Yep.
I have hexes. I have...
The script.
Hold on.
Script says, oh, you fucking lose for...
Hold on.
I threw a rock.
Hold on, give me a second. I got to look at page 4. Oh, I get that power. Sweet.
I get that power.
Yep.
Now I can just do it. Because I'm broken.
So...
Oh, yeah, and the Ninja Turtles could be involved.
Yep, exactly.
They're in that universe.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I like that. I like that.
So,
I
that
think
about
that's it?
It.
Yeah, I think that's it for this episode.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.